Don't you just love having a conversation with a potential client? They get to the end of the call and then they say, "This sounds great, but I need to run this by my husband." Well, I want to share with you how to deal with that right here. Welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. My name is Uriel Kim. If you're a health practitioner or coach looking to build a successful virtual health practice that allows you to help more people, make a lot more money, and enjoy a greater quality of life in the process, then this is the podcast for you to listen to. Let's dive in. Hey guys, what's going on? Uriel Kim, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur, with you again today. And I just got off a call with our clients. And one of the things that, you know, I spend a lot of time with them on is helping them have quote unquote selling conversations, which are really coaching conversations, to be honest. In our process, we call it coach to close, because it really is a coaching conversation that gets to the truth and cuts through the fluff. So one of our clients helps parents with kids who have, some issues. I don't need to go into the specific details, but essentially she ends up speaking a lot of times to the mom alone. And then what happens is the mom is like a 10 out of 10. And then they say, "I need to run this by my husband." Even though at the beginning of the call, that was not on the table. So, you know, there's a few things going on here. So number one is, rule number one for any selling conversations is you always have to have all decision makers on the phone. So if there's two people involved in making a decision, they both have to be on the call. Otherwise, you're going to waste your time. So if you are dealing with parents who are making a decision around their child, you have to have both parents on the call, assuming both parents live together and they're the ones who mutually make decisions for their children. So how you do this is at the beginning of the call, you're going to set the agenda. And then as you're setting the agenda for what the call is going to look like, you're basically just going to ask, and just before we get started, is there anyone else who needs to be on the call with us to be informed about what we're talking about or to help you make a decision today? Let's say it's the mother or the woman, and they say no. Great. So you're the sole decision maker. They say yes. And remember, you've probably and should have reminded them about this before the call. So you've done what you can to get them to show up with their spouse. Now, let's be honest. Most times that doesn't happen. They're not going to show up with their spouse because the typical objection of like, he's busy, he's traveling, he's sleeping, he's watching football, all that nonsense comes into play. So at this point, you have two options. Number one is you can say, "Great, whenever you guys are serious, you know where to find me. Have a nice day. See you later." And to be honest, I would prefer that you did that. Now, the reason we wouldn't do that is because there's not enough volume of calls on your calendar to turn away most people. As soon as you come from a place of, "I don't give a shit," people want you more. I'll just put it out like that, okay? The second option is, "Okay, cool. We'll have the call anyways and see what happens." And that ends up happening. It's actually, I'd recommend starting there because you'll get a lot of good practice. And then you'll have to learn how to deal with this. So you get through the whole call. The mother is like, "Man, like, this is amazing. This is exactly what I've been looking for." And let's say your program's $3,000. So they're like, "Yeah, this sounds great. I just want to run this by my husband." Okay. Now remember, we asked them at the beginning of the call, "Do you have to run this by? Is there anyone else who needs to be in this conversation?" They said no. And at the end of the call, they said yes. Now we're not going to call them out on this. We're not going to say, "Hold on." But at the beginning of the call, you said he didn't have to be here. So what's changed, right? You don't necessarily have to call them out about that, but you do want to just be very honest about that. So let's say they say, "Well, I just want to run this by my husband." Okay, great. Totally understand you want to do that. And just so I'm clear, so the first thing we do in handling any objection is isolating, where we empathize and we isolate. So let me just reverse this. Totally understand you'd want to run this by your husband. I understand, you know, why you'd want to do that. Other than needing to run this by him, is there any other reason you wouldn't do this? They say no. Great. So you're okay with the payments? You believe this can work for you? Yep. And you guys can show up and do the work with your son or your daughter. Yep. Cool. What I've just done there is I've isolated three further objections: pricing, belief in the program, and their willingness to show up and do the work. If they answer yes, yes, and yes, then we know we're talking about a spousal thing. If we asked, "Well, so there's other than this, there's no other reason," they say, "Nope, just this." Great. So you're okay with the payments? "Actually, it's a little bit more than I wanted to spend." Great. We move into dealing with the financial objection, because that's the real, well, not the real, but the fictitious objection in this case. The real objection always, guys, always, is I don't think this is going to work. Always. Okay. That's the real objection. So, and we tend to sugarcoat it or use smoke screens, like it's too expensive, blah, blah, blah. So let's say that we get to the point where it is a spousal objection. I know I just need to run this by him. Cool. And just so I'm clear, is this a permission thing or a respect thing? Do you need his permission to make the decision? Or do you just want to run this by him out of respect? Now, listen, there's two ways this can go. If a woman, and I'm gonna just share my opinion on this, guys, because this drives me effing bonkers. If a woman says, I need his permission to make this decision, that's where you need to step up and challenge this person, okay? Now, I was raised by a single mom, so maybe this is where it comes from. I don't know. I see, and this is very, very important if you're dealing with someone, a woman specifically, who we're not even talking about their child. We're talking about their own body, okay? Weight loss, whatever it is, like their own body. I need to run this by my husband first. Sorry. Record scratch, rewind. Are you crazy? Now, I'm not going to say this. This is what I'm thinking. Are you crazy? You're going to run this thing you have said you know is what you want to do by your husband, and he is going to tell you yes or no you can do this for your own body? Are you crazy? This is why we call this coach to close. Is you have the opportunity, especially if you're helping women, to empower them to stand in their own power and make a decision that's in their best interest for themselves. No woman on this planet wants to be subservient to their husband, right? The women's movement, all this kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. Like, if we're trying to be on the same page, right? Like, you know, men and women are equal, which I believe is true. Then how can a man make the decisions for his spouse, for his wife, about what she can or cannot do with her own friggin' body? I understand if we're talking about buying a car, buying a house. Yeah, for sure. Mutual decision. Cool. But your own body? So, okay. And again, I've just shifted the conversation a little bit from the kids to like the person's own body. But I think it's very, very important, even with the child, if that's the context of the nature of how you help people, to help the mother, help the mom recognize that she is the one who makes all the important decisions for the household, right? Put her in a position of power. So again, we're going from a place of, is this a permission thing or a respect thing? So if it's a permission thing, that's a slightly different pathway. It's like, sorry, you need his permission to make a decision about what's best for your child? Okay. What if he says no? Oh, like he wouldn't say no. Great. So I think we have everything we need to get started today. No, I still want to run it by him. Okay, cool. Totally understand this. You want to run it by him. You know he's going to say no. You know he wouldn't say no. But let's just say that he did say no. What do you think he would say no to? Well, he just wants to make a rational decision, right? Basically, he's a rational thinker. You know, men are more logical, women are more emotional, whatever the story is. Okay, great. Like, I understand that. We're always agreeing, right? We're always agreeing. Let me ask you this. Is it rational to make a decision with no information? Because that's the situation that this husband is about to enter into. He has no information, and he's about to make a quote-unquote rational decision. So the woman's going to say, well, no. So wouldn't it make sense to have all three of us on the call so he is fully informed, at which point both of you can make the best decision for your family? Yes, that would make sense. Great. So when is a time later today that the three of us can reconnect and have a quick chat about moving forward? Well, I don't know. He's busy at work. He gets home late. Great. Awesome. Like what that listen, can I be honest? I've been doing this for a very long time. And what this tells me is that this is just not something that's important to you. And the woman might say, well, no, it's very important to me. My answer is, really? Okay. So you're challenging people from a place of love. You're trying to put the woman in a place of empowerment to understand that she can make a decision on her own two feet. That, listen, if you need your spouse on the call, great, let's reconnect. If they can't make the time to reconnect with you, like not in a week, but tomorrow at the latest, this is just not that important to them. And you basically say, listen, can I be honest with you? I can only work with couples who are both on the same page and serious about this, and I'm just not getting that vibe. And as much as I hate to say that, because I've really enjoyed our conversation, I just don't think this is going to make sense for us. So thank you so much for your time, and I wish you all the best. Conversation's done, okay? You don't want to waste time with people who are going to waste your time. And this person's already wasted your time because they'd said their spouse didn't have to be on the phone, but now they do have to be on the phone. So that's scenario number one, okay? So the person says, you say like, well, he wouldn't say no, but if he did say no, what could that be? Like, it could be the price, could be whatever, etc. So let's just say like he would say no to the price. He might think it's too expensive. So now we're no longer dealing with the spousal objection. We're dealing with her interpretation of this not working. Because if it's too expensive, they don't see the value. Okay, so fair enough. He might think it's too expensive. Why might he think it's too expensive? Well, because we've done other stuff in the past, blah, 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 blah. And all this stuff in the past, you would already have dealt with in the earlier part of the conversation, right? The books, the online courses, the one-off sessions with counselors, etc. Well, you know, like we've done other stuff in the past, didn't work, blah, blah, blah. Listen, I understand, you know, that stuff hasn't worked, which is probably why you're here, right? So you tell me, why do you think this approach would be better than stuff you've done in the past? Well, because of X, Y, and Z. So now they're selling you on your approach. And then you're going to confirm, yeah, it sounds like you're fully sold on this, right? So if your husband didn't feel the same, would it be fair to say that he would probably feel the same way because he doesn't have the information that you have? Yeah, exactly. All right, so when is a better time for the three of us to reconnect, today or tomorrow, so that he is fully informed and he can see the value in what we're talking about here? Because let's be honest, I mean, if he doesn't have the information, any amount of money is going to be too expensive. Does that make sense? So again, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get them to recommit so all three of us can get back on the phone. And then the third option really is, again, empowering the female, the woman, the mom, to make the decision now. So earlier we talked about, you know, is this a permission thing or a respect thing? Hey, it's a respect thing. Okay, let's just use that as an example. Great. Hey, like I totally acknowledge that. And obviously like you definitely want to run any kind of decisions by your husband, but do you run every decision by your husband, like going to the grocery store and making certain purchases around that? Or are we just talking about more expensive purchases? Well, obviously more expensive purchases. Cool. So would it be fair to say that we're not talking about buying a house here, right? We're talking about really like making a tiny, tiny investment in relation to buying a house, in which case, yeah, for sure. You'd want to obviously make the decision mutually. So here we're trying to get them to the facts, or get them to the point where they can make a decision on the spot. And remember, we're only doing this with people that you know you can help and you want to help and they want your help. They're like a 9 or a 10 out of 10. So, all right, it's a respect thing. Cool. I just lost my train of thought for a second. Give me a moment here. Okay, so if it's a respect thing. So again, what if he says no? All right, well, if he says no, like he wouldn't say no. Great, then I think we're all good to get started. And if it's just between the two of us, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission, right? Wouldn't you agree? And this is also an opportunity to build up the woman, not from a place of like blowing fluff, you know, and hot air up her, you know what. It's about empowering her to make a decision in a way that's best for her family and for herself. So really, you want to get her to the point where to say, okay, I've been doing this for a very long time. And first and foremost, I want to acknowledge you for being on the call with me, because let's be honest, a lot of times the husband isn't on these calls. And I find that very frustrating, because this is your family. These are your children. And if the husband in a lot of cases is not on the call, what does that say about their commitment to this outcome? Not right. And I'm not saying he's not committed, but I want to acknowledge you for being here. And you know, getting the information and making the decision on your own two feet. Because let's be honest, we know statistically that the female in the household is the one who mostly makes the decisions, especially when it comes to their family. Would you agree with that? Yeah, like, you know, we know. This is not me saying this. This is statistics. And we know that the moms of the household generally are making the decisions for their family, the clothes they wear, the foods they're eating, etc. And I want to give you the permission to make this decision on your own two feet, because you are a strong female. You're a strong mom. You are the mama bear of this family. And if you know this is the right decision for you to make, then all you need to do is convince your husband. And there's no better way of convincing him than by committing to showing you're fully committed to making this work. Because there's no, like, there's, it's very tough to convince someone when you're not already committed. It's very easy to get someone to jump in the pool when you've already jumped in the pool, as opposed to dipping your toe in the water. And right now you're dipping your toe in the water. The easiest way to get them on board is to commit and dive in. Because if you know this is right for you to do for you and your child, then you will convince him through your conviction by committing and doing this. Does that make sense? She's like, yeah, cool. So shall we do this? So it really, like, again, there's a lot of different ways of empowering people and using self-identity to help them show up in the best way possible for themselves. But I share this with you guys because at the highest possible level, when it comes to spousal objections, I strongly believe that you have to do what you can and learn how to do this in such a way where you can empower the mom, the female, if it's their own body, to stand in their own power and make a friggin' decision for themselves. And if they're using fear, the reason people are not going to move forward is because of fear. And a lot of times they'll say, I need to run this by my husband as a safe way to get out of the conversation. And then they send you an email saying, like, I ran this by my husband and blah, blah, blah. That's just a cop out. That's just, like, weak. Okay. Let's have an honest conversation. And if you don't want to do this, that's great. But if you want to do this and you know this is right for you to do and you're scared, that's okay. But it's not okay to let that stop you. And that's where you, as the coach, as the practitioner, as the expert, need to become very good at being assertive and being able to ask questions and being able to empower people to make the right decision for themselves. Because you're not being Mr. Nice Guy or Mrs. Nice Guy by letting them off. Because if you let them go, you let them down. And if someone's like, listen, I don't like feeling pressured. Hey, please do not mistake my passion for helping you with pressure. Pressure would be me telling you to do something that's not in your best interest. What I'm trying to do here is help you understand how this, and you understand this already, how this is the best option and best decision for you. If I knew I couldn't help you, we still wouldn't be talking. And if you knew this wasn't right for you, we still wouldn't be talking. But you know this is the right thing for you to do. I know I can help you. And now it's just a matter of taking the next step forward together. So shall we do this? So anyways, I mean, I can go on for hours about this stuff, but hopefully this is helpful for you guys. If you have to rewatch this, rewind this a million times to just get some nuances from this conversation, please do that. And if you enjoy this type of stuff, remember to subscribe to my channel on YouTube. I've got hundreds of other videos to help you guys be more effective in your communication, to enroll more clients from a place of love and service, not pressure, because you have something that can transform people's lives. And that's where all of this is coming from, is knowing you can make a tremendous difference in someone's life. And if you let them go, you let them down. And if you do not improve your skill set in your ability to have a conversation with someone, to move them from wavering to committing with you, you're letting a lot of people down. And that's why I spend a lot of time with our clients to help them with these conversations. Because all you need to do is learn how to ask better questions. All you need to do is know how to show up with more conviction. And that takes practice. And it, obviously it helps to know what to say and how to do it. And that's what we do with our clients every single day. That's, I mean, one piece of what we do with our clients. So anyways, if this is something you want help with, just, you know, type help in the comments below. And if you're on the YouTubes watching, well, subscribe to the channel, because I've got tons of other stuff to help you grow your health business online, help you get more clients, serve more people, and live a better quality of life in the process. So anyways, if this was a good one, awesome. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Hope you have an amazing day, and I'll see you soon. Ciao. If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Healthpreneur Show podcast. And while you're there, I'd really appreciate it if you left a 5-star rating or review, if you feel it merited that. At the same time, if you'd like to connect with me, the best place to do so is on Instagram. You can find me. I am at Healthpreneur. And be sure to tune in and subscribe to our YouTube channel on YouTube. Just search Healthpreneur and you'll find all of our great videos there as well. That's all for today. I appreciate your time and your attention. Keep doing the meaningful work that you are doing, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.